Welcome to the St. Luke the Evangelist Parish Podcast. I'm Father David Frank, this is the year of St. Joseph, and I'm pleased to present the next in our Wednesday series of reflections on St. Joseph by the men of our St. Luke Parish family.
Hi, my name's Stephen Thompson. I'm a parishioner at St. Luke's Parish. My wife and I were married at St. Luke in 2000 while we were living out of state. We moved back for good in August of 2005 and have been parishioners ever since. We have four kids, with the oldest being 17 and the youngest 11. I've been asked to share my own reflection in this year of St. Joseph. When I think of St. Joseph, I think of a man of action who listened actively to God's plan for his life and was radically obedient. He uprooted his entire life to support Mary and Jesus, to protect them when their lives were in danger and relocate to a foreign country. I think of a man that was incredibly humble. He didn't have one recorded word in the Bible. He was content to be the third most holy person at his own house. He put his own ambitions aside when he was directed to relocate. He went through with marrying Mary, despite whatever social stigma there would have been at the time. But most of all, when I think of St. Joseph, I think of someone who was no doubt overwhelmed with the responsibility God put on him, but he embraced it every day. He responded with faith and with action. God chose Joseph by name to be the spouse of Mary, the father of Jesus, the protector and provider of the Holy Family. He chose Joseph to be the embodiment of what true masculinity was supposed to be for his only son. So in a similar way, I feel like God has chosen me by name to be my wife's spouse, to be my children's role model of what a true father, which ultimately, you know, God is the true father, so I'm supposed to model that for them. He chose me by name to work at my job, to coach my kids' team, to be the son, the brother, the uncle, the neighbor, the friend, the customer, whatever. And just like I'm sure Joseph was overwhelmed on some days and didn't know how he could keep it up, now there must be somebody out there more qualified. He remained obedient with faith and action, and that's what I think we all have to strive for. When I think about the example of St. Joseph I've had in my life, I think of my dad, my father-in-law, my old boss Butch. I'm incredibly grateful. I know I'm supposed to be portraying fatherhood too, but there's times when I feel like I'm drawing a picture with my eyes closed. So I know how to do some things, but I don't feel equipped sometimes. But ultimately what matters is your attitude of cooperation with God and your willingness to be available for your family. So my prayer for anyone listening to this message is to acknowledge that none of us is ready or qualified for the awesome responsibility God's going to put in front of us each day. We need to lean on God and be open to His plan for our lives. We need to support each other and create families and a community to foster the growth of our church, which ultimately starts in our home. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this, and it's been a great experience for me just reflecting on exactly what St. Joseph means to me personally and to be able to share that with you. St. Joseph, pray for us.